الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صلِّ وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد، وصلِّ وسلِّم وبارك على آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. We praise Him and we seek help from Him. We ask forgiveness from Him. We repent to Him and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who has been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the only one without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing be upon your servant and your messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and upon his family and his companion. In continuation of the series of the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Mannan, the benefactor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives abundantly without expectation of any return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He bless without any expectation. He answers the supplication even without asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran al-Kareem, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْصُوهَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is and numerous, you cannot count them. And Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives His slaves without any expectation of return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives life, He gives mind, He gives the speech, He gives the good looking of humans to compare yourself to the other creatures. Compare yourself to the animals or the insects. You will see the best form is the form of the human. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave and gave abundantly to the human and did not expect anything, only to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him. You can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any form, not necessary to sit and pray, but in your work you can worship Allah, when you dedicate your work for the sake of Allah, in your dealings with your families or your friends or your relatives or your neighbors, you can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything you do in life. Just have the intention, O Allah, I do that for the sake of You. When you help someone in the street, when you help somebody in need, when you give somebody to something to eat or to drink, when you give advice, when you give directions, all these things is just directed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a form of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives without any return. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yamun, and nobody yamun means that you give abundantly, but nobody had any men, nobody had any blessings or anything in return for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessings. So al-Mannan, that's the word, that's the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give abundantly, give without return, give even before you ask, and he gives the people even who disbelieve, the people even the atheist, he gives everybody and without any expectation. So the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Mannan did not come by itself in the Quran as a noun, but came as a verb. And there's a Surah Al-Imran, verse 164, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمْهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. That's Surah Al-Imran, verse 164. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred a great favor on the believers when He sent among them a messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from among themselves, reciting unto them His verses, the Quran, and purifying them from sins by their following Him, and instructing them in the book, the Quran, and al-hikmah, the wisdom, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his legal ways, statements, and acts of worship, while before they had been in manifest error. So that's the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the man al-Muslimin, by reminding them that He took them from the ignorance to the light, from the worshipping other than Him to worship Him only, alone. So this is the most blessed, the blessing that we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, that He give us the blessings of worshipping Him alone, the oneness, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. That's the most blessing that in your life that you will expect the reward of it for Jannah. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you worship Him alone, that by itself is worth what's in the heaven and in the earth. And it is not only by words, by deeds. When you keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind, in everything. So when you do anything, keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about everything that you wanted to do, that you, oh Allah, guide me to the right path. Oh Allah, make me do the best thing that I should. And talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any form that will ask Him to supplicate, to guide you to the best way possible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also say, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامُكُمْ بَلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also saying the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the believers, they say that they are Muslims, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and give them abundant blessing by making them believers, making them Muslims. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده. So, also there's one hadith that said that name by name, the Al-Mannan. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting and with Anas ibn Malik and in the masjid, and he heard someone supplicating this supplication. He said, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd, la ilaha illa ant, al-mannan, badi'u as-samawati wal-ard, ya dhal jalal wal-ikram, ya hayu ya qayyum. Faqala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لقد دعا الله باسمه العظيم الذي إذا دعي به أجاب وإذا سئل به أعطى. This is the only hadith that stating that the name Al-Mannan, that's one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard one of the companion supplicating, "O Allah, there is no deity except you, Al-Mannan, the benefactor, the one who created the heavens and the earth. O Allah, the living." And the Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when he heard that supplication from that companion, he said that this companion supplicated with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is, it is the greatest name, that when he anyone supplicate with it, Allah will accept and Allah will respond to it. So this is one of the hadith that stated Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name Al-Mannan. Al-Mannan, subhanahu wa ta'ala, will give the blessings even without the person deserve it, even without the slave deserve it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. So He created us and we did not ask for creation. He created us and gave us all the means of living and without any demand for it. So this is a blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will give, and He will give without any asking. Just imagine that things could happen and say it happened in the right time without even expecting. And things happen that without any arrangement, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in control of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even will give the people who disobey Him, will give them life, will give them health, will give them blessing without even they disobey Him. So He's not expecting from His slave, but of course at the end of the Day of Judgment, everybody will be held accountable for what they do. But in this life, everybody will get what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give without any expectation. So there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mannan, Al-Mu'mineen. He sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from among them, from among us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wisdom and the book, the Quran, with him, so we can know the right way and the right path to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mannan, in Bani Israel, and he saved them from Pharaohs, and Pharaohs wanted to kill all of them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from him, and also he killed some of their sons. And he saved their women. وَنُرِيدُ أَن نَمُنُّ عَلَى الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعَفُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَنَجْعَلَهُمْ أَئِمَّةٌ وَنَجْعَلَهُمُ الْوَارِثِينَ وَنُمَكِّنْ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mannan on Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and his brother Harun, when he protected them from Pharaohs. Although Pharaohs can get rid of them and kill them, but they were protected, and that's manna min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun. وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in Mannan on Sayyidina Yusuf and his brother. Sayyidina Yusuf, he was hurt by his brothers when they threw him in the well, but he saved him, and even he sent him. He was bought, was sent to Egypt as a slave, but he became the master and the wise, the head person in the country at one point. So in ana Yusuf wa hada akhi qad manna Allahu alayna innahu man yattaqillaha wa yasbur fa inna Allaha la yudhi'u ajra al-muhsinin. If you be patient and you worship Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the mannan, when you will give you abundantly without asking and with the best of what for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mannan on the people of the paradise. The people of the paradise, when they go to the paradise, they will see the blessings that waiting for them that they never expected. And قالوا إن كنا من قبل في أهلنا مشفقين فمن الله علينا ووقانا عذاب السموم إن كنا من قبل ندعوه إنه هو البر الرحيم. You were not sure, so nobody should be sure that you're going to get the paradise. Even Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and his faith is equal the faith of the whole ummah of the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said he's not going to make sure that he's going to get into the paradise until he get in it. So always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness and ask him to take you to the paradise without accounting and without any punishment. There was a story about the Hilbers with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ansar, that who migrated to them in Medina, from Mecca to Medina, in the Battle of Hunayn. And the Battle of Hunayn, it came after the opening or conquer of Mecca. So many people from Mecca and from the other tribes, and they were just new to the Islam. And when in Hunayn, there was the Muslims gained a lot of gains in the battles. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave everybody, except the Hilbers, except the Ansar. And the Ansar felt something about that. And they said, the Prophet got back to his people now. And one of the companions heard that saying. When he heard that saying, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, he went to the Prophet and told him, "Oh Prophet, the Hilber, they feel that you did not give them because you are back to your people now." And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to gather all of them, all the Hilbers. And he asked the Hilbers, when they are gathered, "Ya ma'ashar al-ansar, alam atikum dalan fahadakum Allah, wa'alatan fa'agnakum Allah, wa'adam fa'alafakum Allah, alaf Allahu bayna qulubikum. I came to you and you were in disagreement. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to the right path. And also, I came to you and you were poor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you wealthy. And I came to you and you were enemy to each other. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you friends and made you brothers to each other." So the Hilbers kept silent. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him again, "So are you going to respond?" And what he said, what the Hilber said, "Al-mannu lillahi wa rasulih." Al-man means the givings and the blessings is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also he said, "You will not be satisfied that these people, they just come to Islam and they want to give them money so they could feel good about the religion and they learn about the Islam. So you will go back with these things, but you will go back with me. Is this not enough?" So all of them cried and they said, we accept that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is one of the famous stories about the men that the Hilbers mentioned to Mannu lillahi wal rasuli. So al-mannan, it's the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but if any human try to use this for themselves, it's bad. You should not, when you give to someone, you should not remind him with it. Because if you remind him with it, then you lose the reward. You should give and you forget what you give. But if when you get, you don't forget and you give return for it. This is the best way. When you give any someone, don't remind him. Don't say I did that for you, all what you have from my effort, or I made you the best, without me you will not be, and all this kind of, that's called man. And this is the bad for a human to acquire. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's the worship. When you admit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with all the blessing that you have, that you enjoy, this is a form of worship. But when a human reminds somebody, other human with it, that's worse. One of the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will curse three: Al-Mannan, Wal-Hallaf, Wal-Musbil. Al-Hallaf, the person who sell his goods, that the merchant, with all kind of promising and all kind of, it is not true. And saying something is not true in his business. Saying he's lying. Oh, I have the best things that you will not find anywhere, or although it is the opposite. Then he will hide the even, you see, Islam is way of life. It's not only worship between you and God, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arrange everything. When you follow Islam and you go into details, you will find that everything in your life, in your behavior, this is the reason that behaviors of the Muslims are the best behaviors if you follow Islam. Even when you're dealing, Islam spread in places only in the business deals. Look at places like Indonesia, for instance. No conquerors, no war happened there to bring people to make Muslims. They went through, they became Muslim, or in Africa or other places, through merchants. Muslim merchants went there, and because of the way that the merchant dealt with the people, the people liked the way that they do, and they learn about Islam and become Muslims. So this is how, so al-Hallaf, wal-Mannan, even advising you, when you give someone, don't remind him, don't tell him that I give you, without me, you will not have this, without what I taught you, you will not learn this or that. And al-Musbil, the one who proud of himself and where and walk among the people with being proud and being arrogant and look down to people. So always to keep that in mind. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. How we can apply the name Al-Mannan to our life? How we can use it in our life? How we can learn from it in our life? So we should keep in mind that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Mannan, the one who gives abundantly without return, and we thank him for all his blessings. The praise to Allah alone. And we should also give and give charities and work, be like a help to spread the deen with just one verse or one idea about Islam. If you have a neighbor, non-Muslim, and you did not invite him to Islam, or someone that you know and you did not tell him about Islam, in the Day of Judgment, he will come and will hold you accountable for that you did not guide him. He said, oh Allah, this person, he knew that I was not in the right path, and he left me, and he did not help me to guide me, to bring me to Islam. So you have a responsibility. Don't say just, alhamdulillah, I'm Muslim, that's it. No. If you know someone who is not Muslim, you should in way al-husna, you should invite people to become Muslim and show them about the blessings of Islam and the difference between worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and worship others. So this is, you should also give abundantly, as I mentioned, and do not expect return. And when you give, do not remind people with what you give. But keep in mind also, when you receive anything from anybody, don't forget it and thank them for it. Because when you thank the person who give you something or show you something, you thank the person, also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam given us an example of that. In his illness, before his death, he came to the masjid and he talked to the people and he said about what Abu Bakr made to him throughout the years. And he told the people that only Abu Bakr as-Siddiq did what he did. And if I would take a friend or Khalil, I will take him. But he is a brotherhood in Islam. So he reminded the people what the favors that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq had. Because Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, if you know, that one time he brought all his money, all his belongings, and he put it in front of the Prophet to use for the da'wah, to use for to prepare for expeditions. And in return, Umar ibn Khattab, he brought 2/3 of his money. So they asked Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, what did you leave for your family? He said, I left for them Allah and his Prophet. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, his favors on Islam and his favors on the Ummah is as what the Prophet said, his faith equal to the faith of the whole Ummah. So this means that you, when you, when someone, as an example, if someone did something to you, so you should thank him and you should make this as a gesture of appreciation of what they did, but in the same time, do not do that for yourself. So do it for others, but not for yourself. So you do not remind people what you did, but also praise people for what they did for you, and for and this way you spread the morals, the good morals. اللهم يا حنان يا منان نسألك أن تمن علينا في الدنيا بعطائك وفي الآخرة بعفوك وجنتك. اللهم يا خير مقصود ويا أكرم مسؤول نسألك أن تغيثنا وتجيرنا وأن ترفع شأننا وتغفر ذنوبنا وتستر عيوبنا وتدخلنا الجنة وتنجينا من النار يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا